afternoon, I'm Alexandra Bryant. One of the country's deputy chief medical officers says some of the views held by anti-government protesters are ridiculous. Protests occurred in several cities across the weekend, with some claiming the coronavirus was a hoax, others believing 5G is to blame for the pandemic. Dr. Nick Coatsworth has had this response on Seven.
Those claims are on the fringe. They're ridiculous and they have no credibility whatsoever. We just need to continue to listen to our health expert panel that's guided us through so far.
A resident who had recovered from coronavirus has now died at Sydney aged care home Newmarch House. The home's operators say the resident had returned 2 negative test results before their death. Victorians have been told not to have dinner parties every night because they can. From Wednesday, people will be able to have 5 friends or family members over. And things are going well for our friends across the ditch, with New Zealand moving down to level 2 restrictions. Shopping malls, restaurants and cinemas will reopen from Thursday and schools from Monday. However, Kiwi PM Jacinda Ardern says for bars, it'll be the 21st.
We have left bars till last because they do pose the most risk. As we can see from South Korea, that recently opened up their bars only to close them again after one person created an outbreak of 40 people.
Rugby Australia is looking at starting an Aussie-only 5-team Super Rugby competition similar to New Zealand and South Africa. It's believed the earliest it could get underway would be July, and it would include the Western Force after they were axed from the comp in 2017. And the AFL is tipped to announce a return to play date this week, with Victorian teams allowed to train in groups of 10 from Wednesday. It'll also see the Storm return to Melbourne from Albury.